Hello, this is Chuck Wolf, and you are listening to the Emotion Roadmap. Take the wheel and control how you feel. This is my radio talk show that airs every fourth Saturday of the month at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WPKN in Bridgeport, Connecticut, 89.5 on your FM dial, or you can listen online at WPKN.org. The following is an interview with His Excellency, the Ambassador from Chile, Arturo Fromandoa, talking about the miraculous rescue that took place in October 2010 when the 33 miners were recovered after 69 days being underground. Our theme was Giving Thanks, and it was presented November 27th in 2010, Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, hello, Ambassador.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Very good.
That's great. I've had a few minutes to say a little bit about your background, and I did mention that you were involved, recently in June of this year. Is that right, that you became the ambassador?
Yes. Right. Yes, I arrived I was appointed in April, and I presented my credentials on June.
Right. And before that, you had been a lawyer, and you also had been a professor at Harvard, I understand.
Exactly. I spent my professional life running a law firm that I founded, and also teaching at the university in my country, and also I spent a semester at Harvard Law School.
Did you actually, when you say, did you teach at Harvard Law School, or did you actually go to school there?
No, I got my master's degree there in the early 90s, and then in 2004, I was invited as a visiting scholar. What I did was a research for a book that I recently presented in Chile a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Oh, very nice. I'm going to talk with you today about the fact that the wonderful comments that your president had shared on the air, when I was amazed, as I know many people all over the world were, at the incredible rescue after 69 days of the 33 miners. And I saw a quote, something to the effect that you had said, that I never felt a happiness like that ever in my life.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. It was, you know, that moment when the rescue began on October 12th, it was an absolutely incredible moment for an explosion of joyness, of happiness, of hope. I haven't seen in my life a moment like that for Chile, at least. Not political, not economic, or a sporting moment. And what was also a good thing was that many other people here in the U.S. and all over the world, they shared that moment of happiness.